So let's discuss, before we get into the halach lemaisa, let's discuss nachamalach, quick chazara of the yesoides, and then we can start to halach lemaisa. Zeisim v'anovim ischita deiraisa. Tutim v'rimaynim ischita drabanan. Shar kol peiris is not schita at all and is mutter. Nachamal. Zeisim v'anovim is schita deiraisa aser. Tutim v'rimaynim is drabanan aser mit drabanan. And then there is shar kol peiris, which is mutter. What is the chilik beside between zeisim v'anovim that makes it deiraisa over tutim v'rimaynim, which makes it drabanan to shar peiris, which is mutter? So we set out from Rashi. Zeisim v'anovim izur chayu b'hachi. This is what you do with zeisim v'anovim. You make grapes and you make oil. The rest of the peiris is not urchayu. That's not the oirich. That's not the way it's done. Pshat 2, the Ran, that by shar peiris, what comes out is not called mashke, quote unquote, mashke. Mashen came by zeisim v'anovim, what comes out is called mashke. And soon, later on, we'll get to what does that mean exactly, because I think it's a very nafkamin alalach in the Hagdor of what that Ran means. Pshat number 3, I found that it is a Tosis Rid. I said I wasn't sure, I remember it saying, we're learning this, I wasn't really prepared Sunday, I went to New York, but it's a Tosis Rid. The Tosis Rid says, who? I don't remember, I just saw the Tosis Rid, I saw it. The Tosis Rid says, Ein derech ha'olam, lischay b'shar peiris. It's not the derech. Derech ha'olam, and therefore, shinui. It becomes, if I do tutim v'rimaynim, it's shinui. So zeisim v'anovim is derech, shar and tutim v'rimaynim is shinui. The Meiri, which I think is givaldik, he brings from, what? It's not the normal, it's mishunah. Yes, it's only mitrabana. Because it's not normal, it's only us mitrabana. Shar peiris is completely nishna malzach, but l'daitich, it's not nishna malzach. Yeah. Okay. The Meiri says a fourth pshat, and Rabbi said, keep all this in mind as we proceed further in the sugya. The Meiri learns that what comes out of Zeisim v'anovim is because it's nivla. The Zayis and the anovim, especially by anovim, you see it, it's mamish, the whole pulp is the juice. Mashen came by shar, tutim v'rimaynim, it's not the juice. Hagam by remaynim, it's like, it looks very much like that, but Chazal said not like that, and that's what the Meiri says. But by tutim v'rimaynim, it's not nivla b'teichai. Mashen came by zeisim v'rimaynim, it's nivla b'teicha pri. Okay. Does everybody have the four klolim? Urche, mashke, shinui derech, and nivla, not nivla. Now let's talk tapuchim, apples, and apple juice. So I told this to you the first day. There's a machlekes, the Beis Yosef, and the Goyin. The Beis Yosef brings down, b'shem, shibayli aleke, b'shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that it's usr. Why? Because they used to make wine from apples, like from an apple cider wine. What's it called? And it has a name in English, the apple wine. So they make like a vinegar. They make a wine from it. They used to make a vinaigrette. A vinaigrette is apple cider. Whatever, they used to make like a type of wine from apples. The Goyin, I told you, is medayik. No. Tutim v'rimaynim, the Gemara says. Mashma tutim v'rimaynim, but apples not. Because if apples, yes, so why didn't the Gemara speak about apples? If they make by apples, the Gemara should have said it. And he says that in the times of the Gemara, we find this, that they made by apples. They used to make yayin from it. So the Beis Yosef is saying, if they make wine, then it has to become aser. Then it's urchei b'hochi. Mashen king the Goyin says, you see from tutim v'rimaynim, mashma dafka those and not tapuchim. Okay. In the later day Paiskin, what do we have about tapuchim? The Taz Siv Kotenhei says, it's mutter. It's mutter. Why? She ain't darkum lischay. People don't make apple juice today. Okay, so that's a very nice question. You see, I'm just telling you what it says. First, it says that there's an isser by tapuchim. That we find already in the Beis Yosef. While the Goyin holds completely mutter. The Goyen holds it's completely mutter. It's not even Tutim V'Remainim. Now, you want to know, do we bring it back to Anovim and Zaysim? That's what I'm going to declare, Shaila. I'm not sure yet. I haven't decided that. I mean, I have decided, but we haven't spoken about it yet. You have Anovim and Zaysim is the highest category. Then afterwards you have Tutim V'Remainim, and then you have Shar Peiros. Now let's discuss Tapuchim. What do you do when you make apple juice? So if you learn that it's Osir, so you could either bring it back to Issa Deiraisa or put it just Tutim V'Remainim. Maybe. That's what you say. You have to know the sugya. That's up to not pistol. Or you say, like the Goyin, that it's completely mutter. Okay? The Bir Halacha, Dino, he brings this Goyin. He brings it. Yeah. We can soon learn the Bir Halacha inside. Hakoponim, the Taz says, why is it mutter lamaisa? Because today we don't make juice from apples. We're not seichet apples. Says the Chayodim, but in his time, the Tasiv Kanhei, says the Chayodim, yeah, but today they make big vats. They prepare apples and vats, and then they for the juice, and they send it all over the world. Memela becomes awesome. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Sai the Taz, Sai the Goyin, and Sai the Chayodim. And he's Machria. Divriya Maskal Dina. You have this big Mishnah Berurah. Go ahead, Reb Lezer. If you want, you can just read the last piece. The Bialacha Dinai. Yeah? Okay, he says Lamaisa because, and he says more, that if the Taz. And if the Taz would live in our time. He says, okay, so if he would see what was going on in our times with the apple juice, and I guess he meant to say was that you walk into to Kosher West or the co-op, you'll see 40 different types of apple juices. Kedem and Liebers and are you allowed to say the other brands? They're not so...
Those are the wick size, only buy luckily.
In Westgate, they have the other brands? Don't say they're not yeshivish ones, well... What are they called? What's it called?
Luckily.
Matz. Yeah, okay. But kids, you understand the point. You understand. Lucky Leaf, I got this radio off my radar. I never heard of
Matz.
Now
already got the bigger
Matz is your doing. Okay. The point being, if that's what the Mishnah Berurah means, if he saw, you see the Lashon, I like the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. If he saw, which means the Mishnah Berurah, you saw it, so. Weizen, welcher Bialacha. Show him the Bialacha brings more or less what I said, but I'm just giving it to you in a nutshell. But he has different pages. Different Surah Sadaf.
Dinah.
So give him a regular Surah.
Right before Shani Saras.
Yeah, but he has different Surah Sadaf. He can't find the Dinah.
Dibamasko, then just go back one line. Shani Saras goes. Nowadays.
Slowly, please. Today's share is clarity. Oh, you like that. I like that. No. Why did you say that in the Taz days they didn't do it? And then here. He's saying more than that. If the Taz only saw what's going on with the apple juice in our time, that's all they drank in Europe was apple juice. You know, you know, in Russia, I believe there's an abundance of apples. You know that. I believe another thing also, by the way. If you learned halachas, you'll notice it. Juices begin when they start having an abundance of something. You know how I know that? That's that Ramah with the Mishnah Berurah. Go ahead, you know, read that. Read the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah. Go ahead, I'm in the mood today of going, of learning. Come on. Just tell you a little history. You know what it is when you listen to the Mishnah Berurah talk? There's so much in there. It's culture and it's Europe. It's a lot. I'm telling you. People don't understand. Look what he says. Look. You see what I'm talking about? The first Ramah with the Derech Ha'ilam, though.
The
Makam Shnagel Lischarei is a Peres. Zak the Mishnah Berurah. Why are they doing it? No. Why are they doing it? The first Mishnah Berurah, no? Because they have a lot of fruit. That's what it is. That juices begin.
So this is because there's not enough of the regular stuff.
Here it is. Afilo Nogim is that. Hurak mixes banana and machu sheshlam Paris Harbor.
Paris Harbor. That's what it is. Paris Harbor. This is. You want to know something? That's how the. Who. You think a guy woke up one morning and said, I think banana with kiwi would go good together.
That's what they think of nowadays.
They don't know. Today, Mustafa, the Snapple guy is a special, they have a special chemist. No.
Strawberry.
But the chemist, it's not about the chemist. Juices begin when there's an abundance of something. That's how juices begin. All right, that's just paperwork. Okay, now, I'm not going to come to Paskin. Yeah, apple juice, deraisa. I'm sorry, yeah, apple juice. Also, Mr. Burr writes clearly that even the Taz would hold. I, the Goyin, in the times of the Goyin, they had Yayin. Right, so he has a shtickle toiru that even the yayin that they made l'refua.
In the Gemara,
they made it l'refua. The yayin of tapuchim is l'refua in the times of the Gemara.
But the Goyin himself.
Oh, so the Goyin himself maybe would differ again if he would see the apple juice that we make today, which is not l'refua. But okay, good, al's good. I mean that's part of the bialacha. We can talk about l'refua a little bit later.
No, but then you're talking about making apple juice on Shabbos itself.
Yeah, because he wants to make apple juice on Shabbos. Okay, you'll soon see why I'm discussing this. So give me a few minutes. To tell you this is as you get anywhere. This is not, you can look up any sefer and they'll tell you the Mishnah Berurah and then the Taz and the Chavetz Chaim, the Chalitz Chasidim. I'd like to go one step further, figure out that now that it's Osir, is it Osir Deiraisa, like Zeis and Vanovim, or is it like Tutim V'Rimayim? If it becomes Darki Bekach, so according to one Tzad, Urche, so now it's Urche. So maybe it's a shash deraisa. A lot of achrenim clear that once it becomes so urche, maybe it's a shash deraisa. And then we're going to learn the chilukim and dinim between schita deraisa and schita derabbanan. That's where I hold it's very important.
Okay, could zeisim v'anavim become less of a situation?
It seems like everybody, I mean, we always have wine and we always have olive oil.
We probably have more apples than we have wine and grapes.
Yeah, because I don't know if that's true.
I don't know
if it's true.
You have to
go to Europe.
Go to Europe,
and that's all they drink from morning to night. They drink wine.
We don't have yechidim making it here, though. Now we don't have yechidim making it here, even though.
Forget about yechidim. Lamais, it's made. It's.
Why shouldn't it be a deraisa? The Torah never said a word about zeis.
That's what I'm telling you. See, that's what I want. That's what I want.
I don't know why that's a
good. So you weren't here yesterday because we mentioned all this. That's what I'm trying to say. I want to get clear what we spoke yesterday and the day before. I mean, why should it be taka zeisim anovim zeisim anovim? So why is this different? Okay, give me a few minutes. Now, so the shayla is it deraisa or drabona? And like I said, we have to see big nafkaminas lalacha between deraisa and drabona. You'll see tzeir shenish. And I sent my cousin to Rabbi Zriel Orbach there. A very nice psak for Rabbi Zriel. Give me a minute. I also want to add to this conversation the juice oranges that we spoke about yesterday. The juice oranges. There's eating oranges, and then there's oranges which are pashut. It's a mess. You can't eat them. It's just meant for juicing, okay? So by a juice orange, it's oimid for juicing. So maybe that becomes like anovim. Because it's urche bahachi. It's meant for it. And it would be deraisa and not like tutim v'remayim. Okay. Now, I'd like to repeat what we said yesterday, because most of the island wasn't here yesterday. What makes deraisa and what makes something an oimid lachil or an oimid lamashka? So let's read the Mishnah Berurah again. No, by zeisim anovim, if it's oimid lachil or if it's oimid le mashka. So he says that when the guy collected it, see the lashon. Who's reading the lashon? I don't have Mishnah Berurah in front of me. Who's reading the lashon? What's the case? First Mishnah Berurah by oimid lachil. Yeah.
Oimid lachil by tusim v'rimayim.
Yeah. No. There's one by zeisim also. Zeisim is aser. And if it's yaitzim aleihem, it comes up by themselves. Okay, same oimdim lachila. What does it mean oimdim lachila?
Ela lachila, da'anushe kibtzim lachila.
Oh, what does that mean kibtzim lachila? So I told you, I asked this to Reb David Feinstein. I never understood the kibtzim. What do you mean? It means that people who take it off the trees take it off of that, which means it's in the min, or it's in the gavra's kavana when he bought it. Kibtzim means the person, and it has to do with the kavana. And if it's in the gavra's kavana, what happens if the gavra bought it for juicing, and a guy comes into his house, and an Eirich, a kid, whatever, because wants to eat an orange, he says, and he wants to eat it now. So is that called Oymid Lachila? What I mean, the das of the original person, I mean, how does that change that it's now not an Oymid Lamashka, it's Oymid Lachila? Rav David said it's a very good har. He told me, so, yeah, I have a point. That's the way he talks, you know, Rav David doesn't give you a full-fledged haskama, but he says, you have a point. Okay, so Ailam, you hear the Shailam? What's called a fruit which is Oymid Lachila? So he says, Kiptzim So what does kibbutz mean? That it's, in those days, you have to understand that the person was his own farmer. So when he was mekabetz, it's those minim are lekabetz like. Or it means his kavonataka. It has nothing to do with the type. Kibbutz means that a guy comes and he takes it into his house. So then the question would be, today, you buy in the store. Let's say in your mind it was lachila. What happens if the guy who's taking it was taking it just for juicing in your house? Where is the hakdara of das? In the balabas, in the guy who's taking it out of the refrigerator? It's a good hara. You hear the hara? Okay. So let's go back now and say that we have this very important shaila by juicing oranges. Because maybe the min is taka meant for juicing, but the guy who bought it maybe had no havmina of juicing it. And I'll tell you why. Because today, if you want juice, you buy Tropicana. I don't know today. I never see. You saw anybody juice an orange? It's on. I don't even think they sell that stuff anymore, huh?
Yeah, my grandparents.
Pesach, was willst du? Ich bin nicht von der Frumme Eilam. I don't know what time. The Frumme Eilam doesn't eat anything on Pesach. You know, Lubavitch eat nothing. Except for things that you could peel. They only eat potatoes. You know, they don't eat chicken. You know, they don't eat chicken.
No, who is it?
Lubavitch doesn't eat chicken.
Don't they make their own chicken?
Potato. You mean they create, like with Sefer Yetzira, they make their own chicken.
They make their own chicken.
Avraham Avinu, that's what the Malbim brings. The Malbim says he made it. Sabaksha Asa. He created with Sefer Yetzira. That's why there's no problem with Basa B'chalav.
Wasn't
a lucky
problem.
Look, the Nira, because they did it anyway, because they didn't know. The Malbim. Where's the Malbim? No, this Malbim's got all the Malbim. Sefer Yetzira. The classic Malbims. You hear? Then Abakasha also, he created it. Malm says that he made his own hocus pocus. He made with Sefi Yetzira. he made a behemoth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. But it wasn't Basbachon, there's no Xavier.
That's what he says.
But
so that's the Shaila, the Raisa, the Abonis, Xavier. The Pilp, the Yeshivisha Pilp. Okay, now. So the Shaila becomes, is there Bechlal by oranges such a thing as an Oymed L'schita? If there's such a thing even today. Because today, people don't use oranges for schita. Meaning, they're not going to buy, unless you're talking about the min. You're right, the store in the min is there. And that's where the Shaila. You hear how I'm explaining the Shaila? I'm a little bit tired and hungry, Rabbi, but I want to get it clear. I want you to get it. It's been a long day, but I love Torah so much. You fight, you hear? So you hear what I'm saying?
And olives, the same story.
Apples and grapes. Good, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Everything. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Could I come and say, a juice orange, who cares what you bought it for? And we could come and say, well, yeah, but there's Tropicana today. Who cares what you bought it for? Maybe it's telling them in. And then it becomes a deraisa, maybe. So that's my shayla. My shayla is what is magdir oymid l'achila? And the nafkamina would be a juicing orange that most people buy for eating. And then let's say, even if you yourself bought it for juicing, what happens if the guy who took it out of the refrigerator bought it, took it out for what? For eating. Okay? So what's the nafkamina lamaisa? It's shaykh tapuchim we could clear as deraisa. And it's shaykh we could come and say tapuchim is deraisa. Okay? Is it a fair shayla? Is it anovim and zaysim? That's it! They will start costing. That's it. That's it.
Yes, this is a cash down here. The beautiful Kikari. So him is my name. The prayer of my freedom mitz and Yosef and Shem of Zayas.
Okay, so that's it. You see, he's asking my horror. Could we come and say oranges is the same thing as Randolph? Okay, we're going to get to it slowly. So give me a few minutes. My tapuchim is different. Today is Clarkite. Today is everything we spoke. If you pay close attention, you'll realize we touched on all the Nakudas day one and day two. And now we're going in the Mazakt for the final landing, okay? So again, Mita Clarkite. Anovim and Zaysim is deraisa. We don't know what that means. Is it just that's the way it is? Or maybe no. Maybe we could put other things into that rule. Or the Pshat is that no. Tutim Remainim is Sharkal Paris, and everything's like Tutim Remainim today. Nafkamina would be an apple, that we taka make schita kaseder on apples. And the nafkamina would be these juice. And the shaila by juicing is interesting, because by juicing, the min is taka meant for juicing. The person who brought it, he taka probably didn't buy it for juicing. And even if he did, the guy who takes it out of the fridge to eat is taking it out to eat, not to juice it, right? So shaila, what would be with the juice that comes from that? We'll talk about it, okay? Now, let's go through the timing, and let's see, Lafi, the timing, could we say that the oranges and the apples are the Raisa Drabon? So according to Tam Rishon, which is Urche, so then I could come and say Urche is the same thing, right? Rashi's Tam of Urche applies by the Tapuzim and Tapuchim, correct? Okay. What about the Tam of the second Tam of the Ran? So the Shail is what the Ran means. Shail is what the Ran means. Does the Ran mean Mashke and Hilchus Shem Mashke, Tum and Tyrim Mashke? I see the Prima Gadim Taka learned like that. I found the Prima Gadim in Eishlav Ram, the beginning, he learns. The Ran says that only by Anovim and Zaysim is Mashke. Mashke came by everything else, it doesn't turn into Mashke. So the Shail is, what does he mean? Does he mean Tum and Tyrim Dika Halachis? Then Enachanami, then Tapuchim and Tapuzim, I don't have what to work with, right?
Basically, according to Rashi, basically everything is working.
L'chayra, and that's really what he's bringing. I don't know who he's bringing from the bottom over there, but that's what he's asking. I mean, l'chayra, it's orchid. And I wouldn't say everything. And I would say, but a juice orange. Tropicana's is drinking. Who doesn't drink orange juice today? Apple juice. That's what Mishaburu means. If you saw the amount of apple juice and orange juice that's drunk, what are you going to say? But people don't drink that. Of course they drink it. Okay. Masha'en came the second time. If you learn the second time, Mashke, because only this makes Shem, Mashke, and Tum, and Tyre. Okay, so then I can't put in Tapuchim and Tapuzim. But if you learn, like we explained in the Mishnah Berurah, which I hold as Emes Lamita, Mishnah Berurah never spoke about Tum and Tyre, Mashke. He mentions it that what? What's the Lashon? Glad I don't have the Mishnah Berurah in front of me, the one on the bottom, that it's by Shar Kol Peiris. Nobody uses Lamashka, Mamele ain't Shem Mashka, love. It has to do with what people would want to drink. Isn't it a Klara of Mishnah Berurah? I'm telling you, it's worth $1 million just to come for this Mishnah Berurah. You hear? This Mishnah Berurah is saying Nish Prima Gadim. When Nish Lam, this Mith Yeshiva Shetari with Zeya, and it's not a liquid, it's a Zeya. Forget all that. It has to do with what people want to drink, period. And if that's what people want to drink, people drink orange juice, and oranges are made for juicing, could be it becomes a deraisa. Could be it becomes a deraisa. Rabbi say, could be it becomes a deraisa. So if I squeeze an orange, it could be a deraisa schita.
Can you do a college between commercially manufactured juices and you in your house?
No, but maybe not. Maybe not. That's a shaila. That's what I'm telling you. That's exactly what I'm saying. Could be the juicing oranges are mamish like zeisim anovim, and the other ones might be drabanan. Maybe. But I'll tell you that can mean this because chayla we spoke 2 days ago. That I told yesterday. Chayla was 2 days ago. Yesterday was chayla. 2 days ago. Chayla was 2 days ago because if chayla it's mutter drabanan, that'll be one afkamina. But I'll show you more even in practical. Not my chiddush. My chiddush is chayla. Forget about my chiddush. Mamish halach lemaisa and schita. The halacha beis and gimel and dalit and shulchan aruch is chiluk between the rice and drabanans. Okay, so I'll soon show you what I mean. Huh? No, what are you doing? Huh? Okay, down.
Even lemons.
I'm gonna talk lemons. We're gonna talk lemons. We can talk. That's lemon. The rice are from lemons. But I want to show you first. You hear? The coin to the third time. Derech. I mean, you can't tell me it's not the derech. If that's the derech, then that's the derech. What?
That's
Taisus Rit. Then if it's the derech, it's the derech, right? Okay, now the Miri's a little tricky. The Miri talks about Nivla, not Nivla. Here I could see that what? That there's a chil between an apple and an orange. I think an orange is Nivla.
You see those juice spots.
The juices, it's Nivla. Mashen kin an apple, and I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. You hear? An apple, I think they cook it before. They need to cook it to extract the juice. It needs to be worn down like a tchina, like teichin. You can't just juice something. You can't just squeeze it and squeeze out the juice. I would say that in the Me'iri there would be a chil between an apple and an orange. That the apple would be drabanan, the orange would be deraisa. And now I'm going to tell you mayridika mayridika raya. You ready? Yeah? The Rambam, when he speaks about tutim v'rimayinim, okay, perik chaf aleph halach yud beis, the Rambam says the reason why it's only drabanan, because, no, he says like this, fakir, excuse me, one minute, he speaks about not tutim v'rimayinim, he speaks about shar kol peiris, he says the reason why there's no schita, and he brings tapuchim, She'enam b'nei schita. I want you to look it up, Rabbi. I saw it again today, and I said, you know what? This emes pshat. I'm so happy because I feel b'derech nechani. The Eibush is leading us. Mamish glat. It's glat. Yeah, could you take out the Rambam? Fist. The Rambam says that Sharko Paris is mutter. He sticks in tapuchim. Who cares about urche? It's on shbetuche. You hear? Peri chafal of Allah yud beis. Fist. Gevaldi. Come on. No.
This is the Meiri.
The Meiri. I hold that. That's the Meiri. He's saying the Meiri's words. He's saying the Meiri's words. Gevaldi. Peri chafal of Allah yud beis. Schneller. There's not enough time. They're going to come and stop bothering me with my roof. They're bothering me with my roof. Who needs my roof now? Now we need that for how and sleep.
Oh, sharp Harris.
Yeah.
He gone preaching with tapuchim.
Tapuchim!
So, you did. Mutter the site from Shabbos.
Why?
Bnei
Schita.
Who said the other Shitas are not masking for this?
Who says what I mean? What do you say?
Saying the Chibukim that the other Shitas.
Gevaldik, they're not even shy at the Schita. Forget about Derek and not Derek. Forget about Derek. The Hanli, yeah, Derech, not Derech. The Rambam holds b'chalal. There's no bai b'tapuch.
Did we ever speak about the film between Tutan Rimbaim and Sharko Paris?
Yeah, now.
So that's this Rambam.
I'm telling you, even tiefer. I'm telling you, the whole mitzvah of schita is not shayach by tapuch.
It's not a schita entity.
It's not a schita entity. Sigavaldik, das del mini.
Maybe that's the whole hador of Sharko Paris.
I'm telling you, no.
Everyone's massing today.
Good, but the daf is gefinnen, no.
He's not saying because it's not nivla.
The Mishmura says derech and people they don't eat it. They don't. Mishmura didn't say nivla.
Is it a mashke and not a mashke?
He'll say it's by Sharko Peiris. I know, but he says not like that. By Sharko Peiris, the Mishmura says different reason. He says people don't do it. I'm saying this Miri, it's Gemaldik, it's Gemaldik.
I think Gemara says
beautiful. I don't know Gemara Chavesh. You're Lamdin Gemara Chavesh.
No. I'm saying the Gemara that
the Bialoba. I can't bother beautiful Rambam. I don't want to ruin it. It's such
a. Yeah.
What about the Bialoba? The Bialoba is holding out with this Miri, no?
No, what?
Bialoba is not going with the Shita, no?
But the guy, everyone brings down
the Teretz is not this Rambam, no? Something like he's not passing this Rambam. No,
so what does the Rambam do with the Gemara? There's a Gemara that says that they made wine out of apples. I did not make schita.
Who said it was schita? They made wine. Wait, you can't make something if it's only for schita. You make a luxury kugel. It's musar schita. Because how did I make a kugel? What's your kasha?
You cook it.
It comes out. What's most stuff? Okay, now. Now that we discussed, you hear? Now that we discussed this. Now we discuss this, that we come out, yeah. No, the Goyin learns a bislandish, because even if they made wine, it's so it's lurfua. Okay, it's not right now. Now, lefizeh, be very big nafkaminas, you hear? Dairaisa drabana, very big nafkamina, right? Very big nafkamina. But before I do that, I'd like to say my own pshat. Pshat number 5. And I hope Emes Lamiti, the chilah between Zeisim Vanovim and Tutim Viramayim. The Rambam, when he discusses Zeisim Vanovim, he used the word Osir Drichas Zeisim Vanovim. Pressing, okay? Perik Ches Halach Yud. Go ahead. When he talks about all other fruits, he used the word Schita. Zeisim Vanovim is Dricha. And this is schita.
Hasechet is a pair of sights of a man chayim and shum mfarek.
Mfarek.
Veinu chayim ad shiyev imashkin shasachar ki gregbis.
Go ahead.
Veinu chayim min atari Allah.
Ella al drichas. He didn't call it schitas, he calls it drichas. Okay. What about in Perikov Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, the one we just learned? There he talks about Shark called Peiris, including Tutim Remainim, and he calls it schitas Peiris.
It's the difference whether the thing remains be'enmor?
Drich is a process.
Over there he also says,
I understand, that was what it's called, but it's Eina Chai Val Dricha. Why? It's a step on. I'm going to talk about it. I believe, you hear? Tapuchim, according to my pshat, tapuchim, I'm going to talk about that in 2 minutes. My pshat, tapuchim, is worse, according to my pshat, than tapuzim. According to the Meiri, tapuzim is worse. Masheke, according to this pshat, why? The process is dash deraisin. The stump squeezing something is the dash derabanan.
An apple is more of a process.
It's a processed. They crush the apple. It's like zeis. It's like base habad of a zeis. Huh?
It's more because they have to cook it first.
I'm saying. Processed. The lashon again. Maybe he doesn't appreciate because he doesn't see the lashon inside. It's a deer. You hear the deer?
Yeah, but by Tusimad Avim, it says over there that the shechita is Shames Mixas Bnei Adam Sirkmasam Kiz Zaysin Vanavim.
Right.
That means that they did it by the Dricha.
Because if it wasn't by the Dricha,
it's Dricha because it's Tam Shechita. What does that have to do with because some people do it? Like Zeishna.
Yes, the Gshaus Gzeir Drabanan, to be Choshish. Since it's Doima.
So, but why is that to be out Zeishna? Let's just be stunned.
Show it to him. You work on. I want to move. I really have to finish today. Come. Yes. Abai say, please, let's put on the speed now. Okay, you ready? Yes. What's the Nafkamina? Get ready to start riding fast. What's the Nafkamina? You hear? Yeah. Okay, Givaldik, see Givaldik. You hear? There's something here in this Rambam with Drichas Hanovim and Schita. Okay, what do I want here? Listen what I want. I want to say there could be apples is a closer. And the biggest raya, I don't think you can make apples by hand. You can't make apple juice by yourself. No matter how much you give, you want to squeeze it in one of those things, it's got to be processed. It has to be pressed and processed. It's a whole different, it's like Kairos Beis Chabad, which is by Zeishim Hanovim. Okay, let's move on. Now. What? By an apple is more professional. It's the same thing. Like
Kairos Beis Chabad won't work by an apple.
Who said?
No,
this
is mush.
I'm just saying it's processed. It's a deraisa de kadosh. It's with a kli and a malach. It's a ganz avoyim. Okay, now. The nafkamina of it's deraisa de rabban. So the Ramah brings down in Sif Aleph that mitzitza bepeh. And we don't mean Mila. Mitzitza bepeh of Peiris is mutter. Quickly, the Ramah. You're allowed to be moitzitz bepeh. Read it. Can't laser. Help me fast. Go ahead, Nunu.
Yes, Eisrin. No.
That's the second day. The first day is that it's mutter. Sif Aleph. First day that it's mutter. Second day is Yesh Eisrin. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So what do we do? If you have 2 days, so either you can go with the Klolim, with the Yesh, and the second and the first. He brings in the Elia Rabba. So if it's Deiraisa, you ask it. And if it's Rabbanon, it's Mutter. So if it's Zaysim Deiraisa, then you could be, then you know, I'll be Maitis Pepe. And if it's Tutim Remain Rabbanon, so there's a very big Nafkamina right here. Right here, there's a Nafkamina if you hold Tapuzim, is a Deiraisa. If you hold Deiraisa, so you can't be Maitis Pepe. Mamish Rabbanon, right off the crack of the bat, right here. This Mishnah Berurah, okay? Agav, I just think the Olim should know that the case of the Mishnah Berurah is not when you put it in your mouth. He says it. He says it has to be like Yanika, that you put it next to your mouth, and you suck out the juice, but if you put it in your mouth and you suck it out, it's no problem. I'm just, okay. Now, Nafkamina number 2. Shulchan Aruch Siv Dalit. Shulchan Aruch Siv Dalit tells us you're allowed to be soichit l'teich ha'eichel. Schit l'teich ha'eichel is mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Zayin, the Rach is chaylik on this. So how do we paskin? So normally we pass like the Shulchan Aruch. Here there's a Rosh that says we should be chmachmir like the Rach. He brings a Chuvas HaRosh. See the Chuvas HaRosh? Masiv Katan Yud Zayin. He brings a Chuvas HaRosh that we have to be machmir. So a machmir tovah of bracha that you don't do it. And what's the case of the Shulchan Aruch? By Zaysim or by Shar? Which one is it? No, he talks about Anavim, Eshkel Anavim. Dalit is Eshkel Anavim. So I could say, and I hold it's Emes, and the Rai is from Lemons, that it's only by the Deiraisa. By the Deiraisa dikka thing, you're not left with L'teichayich L'mach M'tavah L'bracha. Agavur Chaydis, I want you to know that Darach HaShulchan doesn't bring this Rosh. Darach HaShulchan paskins, even by Deiraisa, it's mutter. Darach HaShulchan says that we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. He never speaks about the Rosh. But the Mishnah Berurah is machmet to be Chaysh L'dasa Rosh.
Only by
Deiraisa. So Ibazo, you have a case that what? Forget about that. I'm just saying the chilik of deraisa drabba. I'm just showing you the halacha lemaisa. If you, for example, what am I trying to tell you? That you wouldn't be allowed to take a squeeze orange and squeeze it onto sugar. Halacha lemaisa. And it's not me. It's not my chiddush. It's not something you can come and say controversial zachin. It's nothing to do with me. If you hold that an orange which you see that whoever was quotes on the bottom of it, it's good enough for you to the guy in the bottom, whoever you, I don't know. Okay, Rav Davidson, is it good enough that he said, L'chayra, oranges should be the same thing? So then you wouldn't be allowed to put it. Teshuv Rav Shein. Mamish klor zachen. Mamish klor zachen. You're not allowed to put l'tay kadeira. Okay. Our chashulchan doesn't hold it. It's rach, it's just this rush. Okay, Shein, arap alamaisis. Okay, now, another nafkamina. We spoke yesterday about kilacha yad. Is there a halacha of shinui that you're allowed to do schita? What's an afgamina? For example, when you want to cut a grapefruit and eat the grapefruit with the spoon, and there's juice coming out with the spoon, kilacha yad. So yesterday we said a whole shtickle toiru that could be normal dash was done with a kli. Normal dash was done with something. An afal pekane, none of the pice can bring down that you could do dash biyad. So you see that even though it's a shinui in the actual thing, there's no halacha of shinui. And what we say the pshat is, because the ikar of dash is not the malacha, but the taitzah of making the mashkin or whatever the story is, and therefore the shinui makes no difference. So be'emes, a shinui would be the same thing. So we said, what about biyat smoil? So we said, anyway, many with the chayadim, and shin mem, sivkan chavbez, mishbur brings out the chayadim, it says that there's no din of shinui b'smoil ever in any malacha except for Bayer. Otherwise, there's no din of Shina b'smoil. We spoke about this, right? This Chayodam. And I wrote down from the Skanaran from my grandfather, he says that by Mefarik, especially by Seichet, by Chaylev, also there's no het of smoil. Okay, so, but what about with the spoon? What about the spoon? So we spoke to Rav Shlomo Zalman, says the spoon is mutter. Why? Because it's kalach yad. He said it's kalach yad, the spoon, you know. You're squeezing, you're not, mom is squeezing in a spoon, it's the back of the spoon when you press it, and some people will say that you could do it with the handle of the spoon, so it's a din of kalacha yad, okay? So we explained that what was the heter, because it's two drabbanas, and he says it clearly. Eshkailiyos, right, the grapefruit is only drabbanan, it's like tutim remainim, and the spoon is kalacha yad drabbanas, which comes out according to this by deraisas mashma, you wouldn't say the swar kalacha yad, so right here, you have a gevaldig nafkamina. Are you allowed to do with a spoon an orange? If you learn that there's a heter of kalacha yad, only when it's a drabonim because of two drabonims, because the grapefruit might be like two to remind him it's only drabonim, fine. But if you learn that the grapefruit, if you learn the orange, for example, is a deraisa, then maybe you don't have a heter of kalacha yad. We also all the time. Okay. Another nafkamina, and here comes a very good nafkamina. This is what I sent to Israel. I sent my card to Israel. You see an orange on the floor, you'll have to step on it. Forget about bizi oichlam. Are you allowed to step on it? It's already ois oichlam, okay? Are you allowed to step on it? Kids love that. You know, that's the kid. The kids look for stuff they could step on, and an apple, and make themselves dirty. You know, they love that, right? Okay. So the truth is like this. In the olden times, the anavim were pressed by stepping on it. So you can't come and tell me it's a shinui. It's avada, it's mamish darka even. Mamish a case of darka. That could be only by another. I don't know if they did anything else. I don't think they took fruits and did that. I don't think they took zaysim and did that. So by zaysim, they did it with the base habad. They did it with, right? So by novim, you know, they say, fakert. I don't know, I shouldn't be telling you this maybe, but all right, someone. Okay, him I can say. It's Nunzer. The enzymes of the feet help to the formation of the. You know that, right? The enzymes of the not cleanliness part of the feet help to the fermentation of the. Okay, I'm even young. I don't know how you could drink wine in those days. Anyways, I'll kapanim him.
I've heard much worse than that.
No, but that's what it is. That's the science behind it. Why would they use it with the feet?
I've heard stories of things that they put into, like, the vodka, what the Russians put into the
vodka, you know? Uh-huh. Okay. I'll kapanim him, Rabbi, here. So are you allowed to step on the feet? Are you allowed to step on the thing? Now, so maybe you could come and say, by anov mitzdarkei, right? I want to say, it's psikreshnoi nechale. Psikreshnoi nechale is awesome. They're right, because you don't mean the squeezing of the thing. You want to stop, want to step on it. You care about to make the juice on the floor. Okay. And even by zeisim, maybe the pshat is, there's no din of shinu by dosh. So even by zeisim would be a problem, right? Unless you say, since it's only drabbanan anyway, so let's say it would be an orange or an eshkel or something like that. So a drabbanan on a psikreish leinechel is mutter. Because could be the whole only zaysim is deraisa. So the nafkamina would be an orange. If you hold it, an orange is deraisus, and you shouldn't be allowed to step on it, okay? Lamaisa, if it's not, then it should be mutter. Okay, so I asked Rabbi Bezriel. Bezriel says you're not allowed to step on any fruits on the street because of what? Yeah. No, not Bezriel. That's a phenomenon with Bezriel Eichler. Halacha, you hear? Because it's what you call it. It's a dosh. You're doing schita. Again, only if it's deraisa, but if it's a drabo, I don't hear it. I don't know. It's ain't a derech, it's not a derech, it's secretionally nichole, I don't know what's the vilsta, I don't know. Well, nichole, the dosh chelik of his dam, they enjoy stepping on things. I know, see, it's nichole, the oil, the dirt that comes, right? Nichole, they wanted to squeeze, they wanted to squeeze on the other guy. It's a squirt on the other guy. Okay, I'm not. We obviously not finished, so I guess we'll finish it tomorrow. All right, we'll finish. I have more to say here. Okay. What's chita? We have work to do. What's chita? And we have to do Godim schita. We have a lot of schita. Then we have to do chaylov schita.
Right. So the
walking. Is it common? Big Saturday Shabbos. I don't know. I heard.